Hello, and welcome to the Real Steph Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4.
Absolutely. Wow. Hello, Reese. How are you today?
Carson, I'm doing grand because I'm on the Real Steph Podcast, and every day I'm on the Real Steph Podcast is a better day.
That, you know, I don't think I've ever heard anything more true in my life than that right there.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. I'm going to speak some truth to you, the viewers. I'm having a flashback, actually, to our first episode where I did this. And I just want to say that you, viewers slash listeners, you guys are beautiful. And you look great today. Except for you. You know who I'm talking about.
You're so dumb. Oh, my gosh. Carson, you're a goon. Just turn the lights on just so for the video.
That way you can see our beautiful faces just a little bit better.
A little bit brighter. Carson, what's going on today, buddy?
I'll tell you what, Reese, not a crazy amount is going on. Just working and getting ready to record this.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are recording this.
Recording this.
Yeah.
It's just me and Carson today, as you can see and hear. But it's always good to just, get back to our roots of just me and Carson just talking. We're just chatting.
Because this is where it all began.
This is where it all began.
With me and you.
On the fake stuff.
On the fake stuff. Well, I'm pretty sure it was the fake stuff in the beginning? The test
that was
run?
Like the first one, yeah.
I don't know, but we did it.
Yeah, and here we are.
Here we are again.
Good
to be here.
Good to be here.
And I like talking to you, so I think it's fun. That's not true. That I enjoy having guests and everything too, but you know, good to catch up with my bro.
Yeah, it is true.
Because we don't see each other every single day.
We do. We see each other every single day. We work together. We live together. It's just a grand life that we live, me and Corso.
It is. Reese is very lucky to be in such close proximity to me all the time.
You're dumb. Oh my gosh. So we got a good little show for us today. We got a good topic. We got an interesting game here.
We have a new game that we're gonna try out just because RSRBS isn't as fun when it's just us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And obviously that's the greatest game in the world, but I think this is gonna be a fun one.
I think so too.
So do you wanna hop in?
Are we ready? Are you ready?
Reese, I've never been more ready for anything.
Well, I'm ready. Carson, why don't you break down the game for us today?
Let me break it down for you. This game, so far, does not have a name. I'm sure there is one. The premise of the game is I'm going to explain to you a movie plot.
Okay.
Okay? Just the plot of a movie, except I'm going to do it a little poorly.
Okay.
And you're going to have to guess what the movie is. If you have any suggestions as to what this game can be called, if we want to bring it back,
let us know.
You know, let us know, right? I just have written down that can't be right, because a lot of these you're going to hear it and you're going to be like, there is no way that is correct.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. That was just, I couldn't think of anything.
I mean, it's a good, it's not bad. It's not great.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not RS or BS. I mean, that's
solid.
I kind of nailed it on the head with that one.
Solid.
So, I don't know. Right. Anyway.
And let us know how many you get right.
Because that's
Carson
true.
Has a few. So if you do it well, if you beat me, then let us know. Because, you know, it's always a good thing to win.
I have a few. I think you're going to get them. So I have all kinds of movies.
I've seen them all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's one that maybe you haven't, but you know.
Okay.
They're all, like, we have Disney movies. We have all kinds of movies today. I don't think I have any rom-coms in here. Anyway, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. I do want to add, by the way, last episode, we completely didn't turn on our little soundboard. So,
when we did the applause, awkward silence.
So,
but right now,
it's on.
You should be hearing applause.
Yes. Yeah.
From the live studio audience. All right. Are you ready?
Studio audience.
That's actually, we press this button, but that just cues the audience to laugh. They're right behind. They're over there, right
hundreds
behind Mitchell.
Hundreds of people. Yeah,
yeah,
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, Mitchell.
We have the live
keep
studio audience.
Mitchell,
yeah. We had a Mitchell last week.
We did, yeah.
And obviously we have one now.
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's hop in.
All right, let's do
it. Okay. Number one. This is the first movie plot, okay? An overprotective father recruits an amnesia patient to help find his crippled son.
Oh, I've heard this before.
Okay.
Wait. Wait, say that again.
An overprotective father recruits an amnesia patient to help find his crippled son.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. That's exactly what it is. Because, you know, he has a little fin.
Yeah, he's a little fin.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can call fish.
That's rough,
crippled,
dude.
That was
rough, dude.
Yeah. But
nailed it, though.
You nailed it, and I'm proud of you for that. You're one for one. And
even if I know it right off the bat, I'm going to wait, like, give a little time.
Give a little time for the audience.
Yeah, for
not too
listening.
Much time to where it's awkward.
Sure, sure.
But just a little bit.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt.
No.
Couldn't hurt.
No.
Alrighty. Next up.
All right.
This one's easy, okay. But I think it's hilarious. Okay. Guy on drugs wins the war by throwing a frisbee.
Captain America.
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Like, I like this game.
And for context, those drugs are, like, basically steroids.
They
are. They're not, like, any crazy drugs. You He's know. Just like, is it steroids? It's a super serum.
I mean, it is technically super serum, but it is, like, steroids. For like
sure it's a steroid, yeah.
Like, I would classify it as a steroid over, like, a drug.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's pretty good.
You're doing good so far.
Thank you.
You're 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
I think it might get a little bit tougher. Okay. This one, you just have to bear with me.
Okay.
All
right. Is I think longer it's one?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
So I didn't write this one, but I found it and I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Perfectly pleasant society turns to chaos by the introduction of a female.
Say that again.
So, a perfectly pleasant society turned to chaos by the introduction of a female.
I have a thought, but the thing that's throwing me off is perfectly pleasant.
Yeah, I wouldn't lean too, like, I wouldn't necessarily say perfectly pleasant. I didn't write this one. I stole it. I'm a thief. So,
is it the Maze Runner?
It is. Okay. It is the Maze Runner.
Okay. Yeah.
It absolutely is. Dude, you're 3 for 3.
Yeah. The perfectly pleasant was kind of throwing me off because it's not like.
It's not perfectly pleasant, but it is more pleasant.
Great movie, by the way. If you haven't seen the Maze Runner.
Good movie.
Well, the first one was pretty good.
It was pretty solid.
The books are phenomenal.
Good. It has Will Poulter. He's Adam Warlock.
Yeah. The books were phenomenal.
Great books. Yeah. So different. Yeah.
The first one was pretty spot on.
The first one was like pretty good. Second one was different and the third one was way different. And then 4 and 5 they didn't even make because it's like prequels.
Yeah.
But anyway, next one. A noseless bald guy tried to kill the same kid for 7 years and still didn't.
I mean, it's Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter. Okay, it's just. I have a few in here that are just all of it.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily one.
The 7 years was like, wait, but he tried like when he was one.
Yeah,
that was like. But then I realized it's 7 years.
I would say 7 years.
Yeah,
dude, you're killing this game right now.
I'm just good. I like movies.
Yeah, me too. This one, I don't know if you'll get.
Okay.
I for some reason, I doubt it.
Okay.
So I have a second little hint that'll get you
there. Just give me the first one,
I'll give you the first one first. Okay.
Yeah, I want
to
get it.
An American invades a foreign land, kills local leadership, and struggles to find an exit strategy.
Wow. An American...
Invades foreign land. Kills local leadership and struggles to find an exit strategy. There's no way you get it.
Wow.
So I have the hint.
Okay, give me the hint. That's tough.
Also, flying monkeys.
Oh. The Wizard of Oz?
It is the Wizard of Oz.
That's funny.
It is the Wizard of Oz. I thought that was pretty good.
Good, dude.
She squishes the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
Like... Also,
local
weird.
Local law enforcement?
Local leadership.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little bit weird that I, like, here's the thing. I saw something that, like, they, you know, squished the Wicked Witch of whichever with the house, right? And then there was, like, I'm the good witch. Let's go steal her shoes. That was a little interesting to me.
Oh, yeah.
That like, I was like, huh. Old movies are kind of weird when you think
about
it.
I mean, all movies are pretty weird.
All movies are weird. Yeah. But, like, there's some crazy movies out there.
Yeah, there is.
All right. Three more.
Okay.
I don't think any of these are difficult, but I think they're funny. Okay. You'll get this one. A group of people spend 9 hours returning jewelry.
A group of people...
Yes.
...spend 9 hours...
Returning jewelry.
Returning jewelry.
Yeah.
I mean, is it relating to Infinity Stones?
No, it is not.
It's not.
Because that's stealing jewelry.
That's what it was
this
throwing me
off. This is 9 hours of returning jewelry by a group of people.
I have no idea.
It's the Lord.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'm not going to get it. What is it?
It's the Lord of the Rings movies.
Wow. Yeah, they do spend 9 hours returning jewelry.
Yeah, they're taking it to Mordor.
I didn't even think about that. That didn't cross my mind.
Yeah. Have you? Okay. I really wish that I could sit down and watch them all back to back.
Like, yeah.
I get lost in there.
No,
I have watched them all.
Yes.
Like, I have, and I enjoy them, but I can't. Like, other movies, I can go on, like, a binge, you know, and I can watch them. I can't.
They're just a lot. I want to watch the extended versions because I've heard that they're really, really good.
But that's crazy. But it's
long. They're, like, very long.
You got to have some dedication for that.
Dedication, yep. Like, I don't really have time for that either, to be honest with you.
No. Yeah. Insane.
Kind of sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
But, all right, I have two more.
All right, hit me.
This one is a love triangle between an 18-year-old girl, a 100-year-old man, and a dog.
That's so weird.
I don't know if you've seen this. I have not.
18-year-old girl.
Yes.
100-year-old man.
Yes.
And a dog. It's creeping me out. It's creeping me out, though. 18-year-old girl, 100-year-old man, and a dog.
Might not be exactly 100, but he is old. I can give you another hint as well if you want. Batman is in it.
Batman?
Not Batman, but Batman.
Christian Bale?
Or a different Batman.
Michael Keaton.
Or a different
Batman.
Worse
Batman?
No.
Oh, Twilight.
Twilight. Robert Pattinson.
I've never seen Twilight, so that
I haven't either. This was the one that you haven't seen, but yeah. I knew the premise enough to think it was funny.
That is funny, yeah. Sorry to all the Twilight fans that...
I'm not that sorry.
I'm not that sorry, actually. Not sorry enough to even care.
No.
I just said it to be nice.
So mean. No hate, too, if any of you guys like Twilight. I just haven't...
I'd be down on you if you like them, but...
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
I mean...
I think I tried to... I watched... I want to say I watched, like, the first, like, few minutes of the first one, maybe, and I just couldn't do it. It was weird, because they were all, like, black and white.
Are they really? I did not know that.
Maybe. Just the vampires, maybe. Wait, which one's the vampire?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, yeah. Yeah, they were like black and white, like the vampires. It was weird, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway, last one.
Last one. Okay.
Hit me.
An older sister ruins the younger sister's chance to be on a nationally televised game show.
Hunger Games.
It's the Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's bad, dude. Dang.
It was pretty trippy. Like, it was pretty, like, it's not a good description, but, you know, did you get all of these except for...
I didn't get
Lord of the Rings or Twilight. You kind of got Wizard of Oz with the hint. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
You got 6 out of 8. That's pretty solid. Good.
What's the percentage?
I don't know. I'm not going to do math.
Can you do math? Ugh. You have your phone sitting right there. 6 divided by 8.
I feel like this is really easy. It's 3/4.
Just
it's
do
a,
it.
It's a C.
Oh. I feel like I did better than a C, though. I feel like
apparently
I deserve a B.
Apparently you did not.
I feel like I deserve a B.
I'm going to give you a C.
Okay.
Because that's
C
what...
C plus, at least?
No.
What?
75.
C plus?
Also, this is how tired I am that I couldn't do 6/8. I didn't really think about it. But, yeah, it's... Yeah. 75.
Yeah.
You get a C.
I have another topic for
C's
us.
Get degrees.
It's like a quick little... Yeah, it's true, even though neither of us have a degree.
That's true.
Yeah. I have another little thing.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm here for it.
I mean, you're not ready.
Okay, I'm not ready.
Books. What's your favorite book series that you've ever read?
My favorite book series that I've ever...
And why?
And why? Oh, goodness. I mean, I haven't read any books recently, so this would all be... I liked The Maze Runner. I liked reading Harry Potter. That was fun.
No, just pick one and why.
Actually, I'm going to go with The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. Because the main character, Katniss, just going to go on a rant. Katniss, low-key sucks.
She's the worst.
Gale, Liam Hemsworth,
yep.
Low-key sucks. Like, even in the book, like, they're just not...
They're terrible.
Good characters.
No, I agree.
They're two of the main characters, and they're awful.
Yeah.
But the premise is so good and so, like, interesting that I just power through it. Like, they made she wrote the prequel book, and they made it into a movie. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
It's very
Although
good.
Catching Fire is really good as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
That one was the best movie, I think, Catching Fire.
I agree. But, yeah, Katniss, She's the worst.
Can we talk about... Well, maybe I'll answer the question. And then I have another topic that's just going to go on, put us on a little rant, but that's okay. It's kind of interesting.
I like ranting. It's fun.
It's fine, yeah. My favorite book... Is that your answer? Is the Hunger Games?
I'm going to say Hunger Games,
Hunger Games, it's one of the best for sure.
Yeah.
My favorite, I think, was The Giver.
Oh, those were so good.
The Giver, Gathering Blue, Messenger, and Sun.
Really good.
So good.
The Closure.
The Closure, dude.
It killed.
And the, it's like dark, too. Like, well, well,
it is,
the,
though.
The like, storyline, like, if you just take it at face value, it's not that dark.
It kind of really is. Like, all of
it. Yes, it is, huh?
Like, the whole thing is kind of like... In the best way I say this, it's kind of depressing, like just a little, but it is also fulfilling.
I feel like it's, and maybe this this is going to help me get to my point that I was going to make. Okay. We can bring us on a little topic, is like, they like, well, how was I going to say it? Yeah, it's, well, because the main bad guy of this whole series, what was his name? Do you remember his name?
No.
Trade Master.
That, yeah.
Right? That sounds
that
right.
That sounds right. I mean, I could be totally wrong,
but it's something like that.
Not a long time.
Basically, he...
Don't spoil it for anyone who wants to read this.
I'm just
going to
spoil it. It's 40 years old.
Yeah,
it's
but old. Now we've recommended it.
That's true.
Let's keep this... Let's say if you want to read the book, skip ahead a little.
Skip ahead like a few minutes. But if you're not going to read it, just listen. It's pretty interesting. Basically, the premise of this bad guy is that he like makes trades. And at first in Messenger, it doesn't seem that bad because it's like they're trading items. Like they're trading things. But then it gets darker. So they trade like things for parts of themselves.
Yeah.
So like... One of the guy traded his soul, or no, his heart, like something about his heart, the kindness of his heart to like accept the people that were like taking refuge from all these other war-torn villages. He was the teacher, right? The teacher?
I can't remember. It's
been a while
been
since
so
I read,
long.
So sorry,
dude.
I'm kind of butchering it, but I did really enjoy it. But anyway.
But they're great.
He traded his. He wanted to look better for this woman that he loved. Mm. He wanted to be more attractive because he had like a birthmark. So he would trade parts of himself for different things. And Sun, this girl, her name is Claire. Again, spoiler alert. So if you're going to read it, skip ahead. She trades the ability to see her son for her youth. So like she ends up being like hundreds of years old. While her son is only like 15 or something, and then it does little callbacks. So like the son is the son of the little baby that was in Gabe. Yeah, is the little baby
is
that's
like
in
the leader of the town. And Maddie was with what's her name in Gathering Blue. And
so the son so kind of wraps them all together.
I remember when I first read Gathering Blue, the second one after reading The Giver, they have no connection, and it does not mention.
Gathering Blue is pretty boring.
It's probably my least favorite. Yeah, it's a good book, but it is probably my least.
Yeah.
But the thing that like was weird to me was I was expecting like a direct kind of like sequel thing, and that was not what it was. It didn't connect until Messenger.
Messenger is connected to Gathering Blue, but then Sun.
I thought Messenger mentioned Jonas or Gabe. No,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Wait.
I thought that because
not directly because you don't know that he's related. It doesn't mention it.
I don't know. It's been a while,
clearly
they're so good, really
very good.
Good.
You should read them. But anyway, my point was the thing I was going to bring up is like it is wild how much like a lot of these authors like understand or are able to like not predict but like interpret what people how evil people are. Like Sun, like Messenger or whatever, The Giver was written back in by Lois Lowry. I don't know whenever it was written. Mitchell, look it up. No, I'm just kidding. look it up really quick.
Keep talking. While
And I think it's such a good not good representation, but like the amount of the evil that would go forward of people without God. Like the Hunger Games. Like when I first read it, pretty preposterous or preposter. What's that word?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty wild. But then, like you look at the world today, and like it's not like people unfortunately, a lot of people don't really care about children anymore.
Like, 1993 was when The Giver
came. 1993 is a long time ago. And like I related it to like people, you know, whether they believe in it or not, hear people selling their souls for different things.
Yeah.
I think like even if you don't like think it's like making a deal with the devil, as people would say, but like even like sacrificing certain parts of themselves to put on a face for fame or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I feel like they predict evil very well, like weirdly well.
Yeah. Strange, but
it's really weird.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't want to get too conspiracy theory.
No, I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying like
it is interesting though how stuff like that, like it seems.
I'm
really
not saying they can tell the future or anything. No, that's not what I'm getting at. But they're good at like some of the authors are like good at like saying how evil people can be.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah, anyway, without getting too gruesome with it, kind of depressing.
That was depressing. Thank you, Reese. Next.
Anyway, read The Giver, moral of the story. It's very, very, it teaches a lot of good lessons, I think.
We just bummed you out to inspire you to read this book that we aren't even sponsored by.
Yeah, no, nor did we really explain all that well.
No, we did not.
But that's okay.
But we tried.
We tried our best.
We did.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of us for that. We did. Go team.
Yeah.
And if you notice, our backdrop still
isn't here.
Still not here.
We're working on it.
We're working
on it. Technical difficulties.
It's going to be so great,
though. It's going to be so good.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm excited for so much.
I'm always excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm excited for, Reese?
What?
I'm excited for the fact that today I'm not going to be the one controlling where the conversation goes.
True. Usually,
you are the one who brought the topic today.
It's true, I did bring the topic.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, you
I'm
do. I mean,
out.
We kind of conversed it.
I do.
We were like talking about the topic, and like we both started to have things to say, and then we're like, wait, no, let's just have the conversation on the podcast.
So let's hope I remember.
So let's hope we remember all of the things. Here's what I've been thinking about.
Okay, hit me.
Well, it was kind of inspired by a couple different things. Okay. Number one, I started running again and working out and putting a lot of like effort towards eating good and different things. If you see me not eating good, don't worry about it. just let me do my thing. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I started doing that, which is difficult, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then me and Dad were talking the other day, and Dad was telling me about a Kobe quote. Well, I'll touch on that later. Never mind. But in church, Pastor Kevin, we go to church at Pathway Visalia.
Pathway.
Shout out. Services on Wednesday at 6:30 and Sunday at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Kevin, I caught the end of Kevin's message on Wednesday night because I go back in from youth group, and he was referring to Matthew 7. I wrote this down. Matthew 7, 13 through 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. But narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Now, he was talking about how, like, there's a lot of people, and like, a good majority of people, who choose the easy way rather than the hard thing to do, which is to follow Christ, right? Yeah. And so I was thinking about that and relating it to, you know, working and working out. There's a lot of correlation, I think, but well, and it's like, you know, God designed all these things. But doing difficult things is what I've been thinking about.
Doing difficult things.
Doing difficult things in all aspects of life.
Yeah.
Number one, the most difficult thing we need to do. Well, it's easy to accept Christ. It's hard to keep walking alongside. Well,
there's a high standard.
There's a high standard. Not a high standard, but like
the standard is Jesus, and that's...
That's true. Yes, like, that's right. But it's difficult to choose the things in life that are beneficial for us.
Yeah.
It's hard to not choose sin. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for those things are difficult to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was talking to Pop the other day, my grandpa, Mike Buford. Shout out, Pop.
Shout out, Pop.
We were having a conversation, and I was kind of relating it to, like, muscle. Well, no, we were talking about the Romans. I wrote this down, too. But Romans 5, 3 through 4, problems and trials help develop endurance. I'm summing it up, so I'm paraphrasing it. Endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens confident hope of salvation. So, like, we were talking about how that, like going through these hard things and even things that we don't necessarily choose, but things that come at us, they like strengthen us, strengthens our endurance and our strength of character. So then I was thinking about like how muscles work. And it's like, so like, if you know how muscle works, when you work it out, like when you're lifting, it tears the muscle fibers apart. So that way when you eat enough protein, then your muscles come back stronger.
Yeah. It's I don't like, know why that made me laugh, but
when you eat enough protein, but it's protein. Like, it's like God knew what he was doing when he designed all these things. Wow. He did know what he was doing.
He did.
He's very smart that way. but anyway, I've been thinking a lot about doing difficult things in life, in work. Like, I don't know, getting up in the morning is difficult.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. But all of the difficult things end up making us stronger.
Yeah.
And develop us.
Absolutely.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Carson?
I mean, like, I don't know. It's weird because it seems straightforward and yet it's very difficult.
It's hard.
Like it's really difficult. Like in our work.
Yes.
The work that we do. I know that if I want to generate business, I want to get people, I should probably go make calls. Should probably go meet people and talk to people. But it's so much easier to not.
Yeah.
And so like even though it seems really like obvious, like I need to be making calls or else I'm not going to sell any houses and I'm not going to make any money. But then, kind of like we talked about like last week with Zach, is like I'll open up my social media or something, my Instagram, and then that's just easier.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to put work in. So it's kind of crazy the way that it applies to everything. Our spiritual walk with the Lord, our like work life, like working out, stuff like that. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like when we choose the hard things, it's easier for us to endure when trials come too, you know? Like like for example, when we're that doesn't really make sense. I'm trying to articulate it very well. I'm not good at articulation sometimes.
That's okay.
That's okay. Where was I going with this?
I don't think anyone listens to this podcast and expects us to be geniuses and say everything.
By no means are we trying to be like experts on like doing difficult things, but this is just a thought that's been on my mind because I'm trying to choose the difficult things every day, you know? Like choosing Jesus every day.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's hard. Like, I feel like anyone who sits in front of you and says that, like, hey, you know, living life according to the Bible is easy. Like, anyone that says that, I don't know. Unless they're, like, superhuman. I don't know. It's hard.
Superhuman?
Sorry, Dad. but it's difficult.
Yeah.
You know?
It's. I mean, it is.
It's like we... But it's worth it, though.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's worth it because then when the hard things come that develop us and strengthen us, then we're closer to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not trying to preach a sermon here. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to like encourage myself, encourage Carson.
I think it would be good to encourage.
Encourage you like, people to like you. I don't know. What do you think about that, Carson?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think you're killing it right now.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. It's hard for me to articulate things sometimes.
Me too.
But that's okay.
Me too. I have to really think.
Yeah.
That's why I write everything down.
I tried to write things down.
I think you did good.
Thank you.
But.
Oh, like choosing. Yeah. Oh, where I was going. Choosing to get up early to go run. Because I started running. Mm. And this is where I think about all these things as I'm running. Because I don't listen to music anymore. I stopped. So,
really?
Yeah, I stopped listening to music while I run so that I can just think.
So you can think.
And so, like, every day, well, like, it's important to write down things. So I started writing things down on a daily basis, not only things I need to get done, but also, like what I want to walk, like, I want to walk with Jesus every day. So, like, what are the hard things I need to choose to do? To do those things, I know that the hard thing I need to do every day is read my Bible. Because sometimes with all the busyness of life, it's hard to sit down and make that, but we need to make that commitment.
We absolutely need to.
But
yeah, I mean, it's easy to get, I mean, you get caught up in your day and then by the time you do have time or you have a minute, you're like, I'd really just love to sit back.
And then you're like, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow.
Or I'll do it later.
I'll do it later.
Like, I've learned, I did this today. I've been a little bit of procrastinate. I'm not trying to, but like, I don't know. I get busy. So I'm like, I was like, I'm going to make my calls in the afternoon. That was what I have been doing. And then this morning I was in the office and I was like, I just need a call right now.
Yeah.
That way I can be productive and also like feel a little bit better later. And then when I do it in the morning, it's like it's easier for me to do it later too, because I'm like, see, I've already been doing it.
You already did it.
But so I did that today, and I felt so much more productive.
Yes.
So it's like, I can't remember where I was going with that. I had a point.
I don't know.
Set aside time to read your Bible. It was gonna come around, but I can't remember how I was gonna get
Yeah. But what I was saying is like if you start your day with those, you know, making that decision like I'm gonna read my Bible, then the hard things that come, the difficult things, they're easier to do, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because you have that like encouragement during the day of, you know, you read your scripture.
Yeah, you're armed with the word of God.
You're armed, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. That's just what's been on my mind. I don't know. I hope that makes sense.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I don't know. What else did I add?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The fruits of the Spirit. That's what I wrote down.
Mm.
I had that written down. It's hard exercising those things. It's hard to love sometimes.
Because sometimes people are the worst.
That's the truth.
Sometimes we're the worst. It's not just other people. Us as well.
Our sin is the worst plenty of times.
Sometimes.
And I'm the worst plenty of times, too.
That's wholeheartedly agree with. Yeah,
it's stupid. but we have to love.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard to do, but it's beneficial. Mm-hmm. Well, not only is it beneficial, not only do we do it because it's beneficial, but we're also told to do it.
Like, yeah.
That's a commandment to love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
And love God, and then love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
But that's hard to do. It's hard to have self-control.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to have patience.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm not a doctor. Get it? I don't have any patience.
Oh, I wanted to get up and leave just now. I almost ended the podcast
anyway,
right there.
Because you're not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
No, wait, that's not what I was trying to be serious. It's hard to have patience, self-control. Like, those things are difficult.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to do that every day, is choose hard things. And I don't always succeed, but there's grace for that. And He helps me the next day. The Lord helps me the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, He does.
Thanks for coming to my sermon.
Thanks for
what are hard things you do today, Carson? And then I'll go next.
Today, made my calls in the morning.
Yeah, you did.
Felt pretty good about that actually. Like, because yeah. I've been, like I said, I've kind of been procrastinating a little bit. Not even, I hate to say procrastinating, because then it sounds like I'm making a conscious effort to avoid them. When most of the time, I feel like I just kind of, I'm not good at taking control of my day, so I let my day get away from me. But today I was like, I just need to do it. So I did that today. Felt really good about that. I went to the gym twice.
Today?
No. Recently.
Oh, recently.
Not today.
Recently.
Went to the gym twice, 2 days in a row. Need to keep going, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what other hard things I've done today, but.
Yeah. Most hard thing I did today.
I read my Bible.
Oh, yeah, I did
that. Not
that
that's a hard thing, but, you know, like we said.
No, I was in my bed last night, and I was like, this is the time I need to get up to, like, just because I have a meeting at 8 a.m. on Tuesdays. And this is the time I need to get up. And so I need to get up this amount before to leave. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get up a half hour earlier than that. Or 45. I think I did 45 minutes. 45 minutes earlier than that so I can read my Bible. So I did that.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you're encouraged.
Yeah.
To choose hard things. And that isn't just working out. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I encourage you to work out or walk or run or exercise in some way.
Play soccer.
Me and Carson.
Or bowling.
I don't know if that's good exercise. Is that good exercise?
It's probably
expensive, though.
Bowling is killer. Yeah. It'll work out your wallet more than you.
That's true. But anyway, choose to do something like, I don't know.
We challenge you. Do something difficult.
The narrow way is hard. Choose the narrow way, as Matthew said, or as Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7.
Yeah.
Even though the narrow is the gate and difficult is the way.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all. I think that was great.
If it didn't make sense, my bad. That's on me.
It did make sense. You're what?
I was sleeping last night. I was going to sleep, and me and Carson was like, what should we talk about on the podcast? And then that was my thought.
And I loved it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Reese. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you, Carson.
And thank you guys for listening to mainly Reese, but me as well. Thank you for listening to us. ramble and try to articulate all of our thoughts. We appreciate you sticking with us.
Yeah.
Anything else you got for us, Reese?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, where can we find you then?
We can find me in Tulare. Just kidding. I live in Visalia, but I work in Tulare.
You do.
Instagram at Reese Sapien, and you can subscribe to Reese Weekly. You can subscribe to Reese Weekly by sending me a DM with your email, and then we can subscribe you to Reese Weekly. It comes out on Fridays. It is the greatest newsletter. It is not just real estate stuff. We have a meme that I send out on Reese Weekly every week, mm-hmm. and I have like things from life. I have pictures of cute things.
Keep up with Reese.
Keep up with Reese. You can see what's going on. I just hit the mic. You can keep up with what I'm doing in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where can we find you, Carson?
You can find me on Instagram at the Carson Sapien. Yeah. If you have any real estate needs or anything like that, reach out. Yeah. And I will help you.
Oh, I will do that too.
We'll do it together.
We'll do it together. Yeah.
Unless you just want to work with me, in which case, just.
And if you just want to work with me. You should ask yourself why, because Carson's great.
Ah, dang it. You make me feel bad, right. When I say work
you're
with
so
me.
So selfish.
Work with both of us.
Carson, be giving, Carson. It's hard. It's hard to do, but you have to be giving.
Choose the difficult things.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
All right, fam. Well, we'll see you next week on the Real Step Podcast.
Thank you for listening. We love you guys.
Subscribe and like and give us a 5-star review. Amen.
Bye.
Goodbye.